Today is the fifth day of Holy Week, Thursday, Maundy Thursday. Tonight will be the Last Supper for Jesus. It's also the night he'll be arrested. Our passage is from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 14, verses 22 to 42. Listen. While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But Peter said vehemently, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all of them said the same. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." He came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Jesus must have experienced great fear on the evening of the Last Supper. He was, after all, on the verge of being tortured and crucified. Just a short time after the meal in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus will be beside himself with fear, even to the point of throwing himself on the ground. Yet despite his fear, at the dinner Jesus was able to focus his attention on his followers and offer them a great gift, a sacrament, by which they and we can remember him and understand the meaning of his death. In so doing, he displayed great courage, selflessness, and love for others. Imagine what it must have been like for Jesus to taste the bread and the wine, knowing that this would be the last time he would eat before he died. And remember that he nevertheless mustered the courage to attend to the needs of his disciples and to see his mission through to the end. There is something powerful about doing something for other people despite the heavy burden we are carrying ourselves. Have you experienced this yourself? Did prayer help? The next time you take communion, try to imagine what Jesus was experiencing on his last night on earth. Do you think the taste and texture of the bread and the wine might have had special significance for him? Take a few minutes to remember what the first communion must have been like for Jesus, and then pray a prayer of gratitude.